Parshas Chukas begins with the laws of the Parah Aduma, and the Parah Aduma, of course, is very, very famous for its mystery, for its being beyond human logic and apprehension. As Rashi tells us, this is the paradigmatic chok, the category of mitzvos, which we don't seem to have any humanly, understandable reason, any rational reason to do them. These are the type of mitzvos which the Satan, as it were, or other non-Jews, other people will make fun of us for, and it's called a chok, a chukah, because it's firm, it's set, even though you don't understand it, even though other people might question it or ridicule us for it, it cannot be moved, it is set, it is firm, we keep these mitzvos even when we don't understand them. This introduction to the halachic lexicon of a chok, which is contrasted, of course, with mishpatim, mitzvos where there seem to be more humanly understandable logic for them, brings up the issue which I'd like to very briefly outline some of the issues of, and that is the whole enterprise of tamei hamitzvot, of understanding reasons for mitzvot. To what extent should we or shouldn't we do that? And more importantly, for our purposes now, how much, if at all, can that impact the halacha itself if we think we know the reason? So first of all, we have to realize that we can't look at all mitzvot in one lump sum. We have to distinguish between different categories. And the first category is mitzvot where the Torah itself gave us a reason. Many mitzvot, such as the shechita of the Korban Pesach, eating matzah, Shabbos, gifts to the Kohanim, other things, if you take a look, and there's a few others as well, the Torah itself gives us a reason. It's not every mitzvah, it's not most mitzvahs, but it's not a teeny number either. It's a decent number of mitzvahs where the Torah itself gives us reasons, and that we should keep those in mind, no question about it. The Torah gave us the reason. However, the Bach, in his commentary to the Torah, Simon Ches, points out that there are three examples which are super examples. They're within this category, but they're even more intense. And that's where the Torah itself added the word lema'an. Do this mitzvah lema'an by giving us an explicit and desired goal or result of the mitzvah. So take maybe the easiest one to quote, sukkah, sitting in the sukkah on the first night of sukkah, the Torah tells us, why do we do so? Laman yedu dorasechem ki besukkah so shafti, that for all generations you know that Hashem put us in sukkahs when we left Egypt. So says the Bach, whether it's sukkah, one example, number two, tefillin, number three, tzitzis, three examples where the Torah says laman, there's a specific desired result and goal of the mitzvah. So says the Bach, this is a big nafkamina, because for these three mitzvahs, unlike the other 610, it's not sufficient to have general kavana that I'm doing the mitzvah. When I'm doing that action, I have in mind it's a mitzvah. That's sufficient for 610 mitzvot, says the Bach. But for these three, the Torah goes out of its way to say laman, that when we're doing these mitzvot, we have to have specific intention in mind. What specific intention? What the Torah said, laman. So for example, with the sukkah, when you're doing the sukkah, you should have in mind that you're doing it to commemorate what Hashem did for us when we left Mitzrayim, we went into the desert. It's not enough to just say, oh, I'm doing this because it's a mitzvah. We have to have the more specific kavana in mind. Even though it sounds like from the Bach that if you don't do this, you're not yotzei the mitzvah. When the Mishnah Berurah brings this down, it seems like this is l'chachila, it's a hidur, we should try to do it, but if we did the mitzvah properly with more general kavana, that would be sufficient. So this is that first category. We have two examples and two subcategories within it, but broadly speaking, the first category where we have reasons given in the Torah, and within that, as I say, we have this subcategory of three, which are super-duper reasons, because the Torah added the word laman. We should note a cautionary tale of humility, that even when the Torah gave us a reason, the Rashba says in a tshuva, that even then we have to realize that there may be other ideas that are gavoa mi'al gavoa ad ein sof, that whatever the Torah reason the Torah gave us, but there might be other things that we can't even understand that are even beyond that, higher than the highest. So it's not for nothing the Torah gave us the reasons it did. We should realize that there might even be things beyond that. However, there is a second category, which is the bulk of the mitzvot, where the Torah itself doesn't give us a reason. And this gives a rise to the famous machlokes tanoim, whether we are darshin tame lakra or not. Do we try to understand the reason for the mitzvah and then let that reason impact the practical application of the mitzvah? Should the reason that we think we understand regulate the practical details of the mitzvah? Or do we say, no, if the Torah didn't give us a reason, the best we can do is speculate, and therefore we can't have an impact? This is a machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, around the classic example of the Mishnah Bava Metzia, about the Torah telling us you're not supposed to take a collateral from a widow. Let's say a widow borrowed money, presumably she's poor and she needs the money, and usually you have a right to take a collateral as a lender, but from the widow you shouldn't take it. There's the machlokas. Do we assume that that's only talking about poor women, who Nebuch who have so little money that as a result, they can't really live without the mashkon. It'll require you every night to return the mashkon because they need it. And then the next morning, you come back and get it. And the fact that this man is coming every night and every day to this woman's house, says the Gemara, maybe people will start talking and whispering bad rumors about this widow. But a rich woman who doesn't need you to return it every day, she can afford it. She gives you the collateral and that's it. According to Rabbi Shimon, no problem. The halacha only applies to the poor woman because we can understand the reason for the pasuk and for the mitzvah. However, Rabbi Yehuda says no, and this is the opinion that's given in the Stam Mishnah, that the pasuk doesn't distinguish, the pasuk doesn't give a reason. Maybe you're right that is the reason, but it doesn't matter. Since the pasuk didn't distinguish, the halacha applies across the board, whether the widow is very, very poor or whether she's the richest woman in the neighborhood. It doesn't matter. You simply cannot do it. And that is a very, very big machlokas, and we generally assume that even though we may think we understand the mitzvah, and that is good for educational, philosophical, inspirational, and religious reasons, from a halachic perspective, we generally speaking would not make any halachic determinations and applications based on a reason, like the opinion of Reb Yehuda. Last but not least are the category of mitzvahs where even Chazal didn't do it, but the Rishonim themselves may have speculated. And there's a huge literature about this. Many, many examples, whether it's cooking milk and meat together, Shiluach HaKein, so many examples. The Ramban has theories, the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim, in the generation more recently in the Achronim, Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch. And here, as a general rule, it's pretty clear that even if you are convinced of the reason, we would never use that reason to make a halachic application. Although every now and then there are poskim and examples where people are willing to do it, but as a general rule, even if this is a good idea, and that's debatable, but I think most educators would think that nowadays it is a good idea. The more you understand a mitzvah, the more you're likely to keep it. But in this category, it seems that there's not even a debate. Overwhelmingly, we would assume that if it's just a reason given by a Rishon, let alone an Achron, that will not affect the halacha.